HarperCollins presents Pirate Blunderbeard, Worst Holiday Ever, by Amy Sparks and Ben Court. Read by Greg Lowe. Shock as Worst Pirate Ever wins Pirate of the Year Award. Tough Pirate Blackbeard actually cries. Legendary treasure found by chicken. January the 1st. Still can't believe that last year I won the Potty Pirate of the Year Award. Neither can my big brother Blackbeard, or Mum, or my cousin Redruth, or my horrible Uncle Redbeard, or, come to think of it, any pirate who's ever met me. I owe a lot to Boris. It's not often you come across a chicken who is part dragon and can sniff out gold a mile away. I would never have found the treasure hoard in the potty competition without her. We'll be very extra specially nice to her this year. And that Blaster Hunter trademark invention I made to help find the treasure? Well, orders are flooding in from lazy treasure-hunting pirates. And my new business, Blunderbeard's Wonder Weird Contraptions, is up and running. I've put all my treasure money into it. Feeling really positive about my New Year's resolutions. 1. Stop biting nails. Except this one. Still too hard. 2. Employ Blackbeard as my toilet cleaner. Okay, not this one either. Parps, the Pirates Against Rubbish Piracy Society, fired him as director, but then they gave him his job back. Turned out no one else was as mean as him, and they missed him. 3. Go on a treasure-hunting expedition with Boris. 4. Make Blunderbeard's Wonderweird contraptions bigger and better. 5. Get a pet goldfish. 6. Stuff traditional pirating, be the bestest cupcake-baking, gadget-inventing pirate on the seas ever. At last, I am a success, and this year will be the best year I have ever had. January the 2nd. Disaster has struck. No time to write. Busy swimming to save my life. January the 3rd. My life is ruined. Ruined! This is what happened. I was working on a brilliant new invention, the Bootapult trademark. Pirate boots are so hard to get off. Why don't we just wear sandals? But the Bootapult trademark just catapults them off at the end of the day. Bootapult trademark. Step 1. Unfold the stick thing. Step 2. Hook stick thing into top of elastic band. Step 3. Pull until elastic band reaches pirate shoulder. Step 4. Release stick. Step 5. Retrieve boot and stick from other side of cabin. I was testing the Bootapult trademark. It was brilliant. The boot went flying across the cabin and hit Boris. She flapped up into the air and knocked my ladder. The ladder hit a shelf and my Captain Cook's recipe book slid off. The book landed on my clothes dryer invention, the Shirt Spinner 5000 trademark, switching it on to triple speed. Clothes went flying everywhere. My Christmas jumper knocked the lantern off the wall. The lantern fell down onto my extra, extra strong baking powder for really big cakes, which, it turns out, doesn't mix well with fire. There was a huge bang, and then the ship began to sink. I just had time to grab a few things. Boris, a small bag of emergency gold, my diary, a pen, and a clean pair of pants. Mum says never go anywhere without a clean pair of pants. Then we swam for our lives. Luckily, Captain Orlando Hoy of Lando Hoy Ferries saw us and picked us up. For my entire bag of emergency gold. Unluckily, the sea was very choppy. Boris was seasick all over my clean pair of pants. Oh, that chicken. No cupcakes, no ship, no money, no Blunderbeard's Wonderweird contraption.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?